Greetings in Jesus' name, and welcome to Daily Inspiration today. I'm reading from Romans chapter 8, verse 18, starting in verse 18. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs together until now. Not only that, but we also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. For we were saved in this hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is so faithful, and he has ordained this in such a marvelous way that in the end he will have glory and glory forevermore. And we can be partakers of that glory with him. And it says here that all of creation is waiting for that glory to be revealed and in us and for creation itself to be delivered from the bondage of corruption or of decay. Creation is in a state of decay where things seem to be going downhill. It decays. Over time it goes backwards. It degrades. And so we have here the promise that God will restore and redeem. It talks here about a redemption, the redemption of our bodies. You know, we've been, if we have come to the Lord and repented and been born again, we have been redeemed. Our souls have been redeemed, but our bodies have not yet been redeemed. We are still in the mortal body here, and that is what we're looking forward to with hope for our mortal bodies, for the redemption of our mortal bodies. And while we're still in the flesh here, we do sometimes groan, just as we read here, the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. And then we have this wonderful promise that if we love God, and then things work together for good. It says all things work together for good. So even when we face or see or experience the most horrific circumstances, somehow, in a way that we perhaps cannot even begin to understand, it will ultimately work for good. It will it'll work out for good. And that's something that we can see once we are not in this mortal body. And sometimes we can see it even in our in this life. I know looking back over my life and some of the very, very difficult things I went through, and now I look back and I see how it caused me, or it helped me turn to the Lord, and it helped to refine me, and it helped me on my spiritual journey those times. And so I'm thankful for them. Now, I wouldn't choose them. I wouldn't choose a difficult experience, but certainly with the benefit of hindsight and by God's grace, if we turn to the Lord, we lean into His grace, avail ourselves of what He has for us, and cling to His promises, and love God, love the Lord with all of our heart, will turn out for good. Anyway, I find that inspiring, and I just hope you have a wonderful, blessed day. The Lord loves you, and I do believe that God is intentional about the circumstances that He takes you through in order to help you become more like Jesus.